Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. It's a blessing to serve the Lord our God and King. I love Him. I don't just want to do right because it benefits me. I like doing right because it benefits everybody, including me. It benefits everybody. Serving God is life. Serving God is life. Loving God is life. Doing what's right pertains to life. Life is established in our lives when we trust it, when we trust the life of God. Now, the life of God is the Word of God. The Word of God is perfectly the will of God. And the will of God loves you. And when people refuse salvation, they can't stand in God's presence. If you take a sinner, a man born in sin, and throw him in God's presence, he wouldn't know. He'd fall apart. He'd want to get away. But when we come to the Lord and believe on Jesus Christ, a great change is made in our heart. And then only then are we able to stand in His presence. Now, when people worship God, they invite God's presence. And when people are not used to the presence of God because they have not, some churches don't do that. But anybody who believe on Jesus Christ are invited to His presence, and they can invite God's presence wherever they go. You can worship God. When you worship God, you're inviting God into your life. You're worshiping Him. You're praising Him. And that's how you kill the spirit of heaviness. Now, I desire to see people grow and go forward. But I've seen Christians all my life have the same lingering problems that they had 30 years ago. The same struggles and battles. And they wish Jesus would come on and take them out of here. But when you embrace life, no matter what goes on, you're good. No matter what happens out there in the cold world, the cold-hearted world, you've got a party going on the inside, if that's what you want. Because you can always go in God's presence. You can always meditate on the Word of God. When I think about His Word and think about Scriptures or whatever He's been teaching me, those things, you know, a joy rises up. That's the best way for me to put it. A joy rises, and I'm not bored. And I just receive from it. And sometimes people don't know it. I'm working. And me and the Lord's having a conversation. And people come around and ask mechanical questions. And I'm enjoying my conversation with the Lord without politely answering them and then get back to the Lord. I enjoy my whole day. It's not a moment in my day that I don't enjoy. And I have problems just like everybody else and challenges. But no matter what problem I have, which I have many of them throughout a day's time, cars are not always easy to fix. Even if you're trained to do it, you run into problems you've never seen before. Some problems I run into I've never seen in my whole career. Sometimes I didn't know it could happen that way. But I enjoy my day with God. He's my Father and my friend. And I like being around Him. I want to be around Him. I want to know Him. And I love it when He comes to me saying something. When He starts teaching me something I never asked for. Because I know that pertains to a greater portion of His will. And sometimes I get new revelation that's new to me. It's old to Him. But it's time for me to start teaching it, so He started teaching me. You know, all the prophets used to say, the word of the Lord came to me saying. They weren't even in prayer. This happens at random, according to God's perfect will. I just love it when it happens. And I want it to happen every day, but it don't. But even when it don't, I can ask him whatever I want to know. And sometimes I talk about the things that he talked about last time that he brought to me. I enjoy my relationship. I ask him all kind of questions about people, about life, his creation. I just enjoy the day with God. And many people are not familiar with what is truly possible with God in their life and what they can truly accomplish. And then I see the needs that people have. They need to know these things. And I truly want people to know what God can do. I want people to know that you can win. You don't have to lose at all. You can go forward in Him. You're not a victim. Satan is the victim, if that's what you want him to be. You can take his kingdom and translate it into God's kingdom. You can go out there and win souls and snatch them out of hell's fire. The people that are still breathing on earth, they can be saved. You snatch them out of his kingdom and put them in God's kingdom. And then you can win every time he come against you, you can win. And every time you offensively go against him, you can still win. You've been given victory. And it disappoints me to see when people are still having the same struggle battles. Now, I want to see God's people learn how to live and enjoy the life of God. The end times are going to happen. You know, I'm steadily doing a broadcast on the radio about end times. And he changed it from end times to end days. So I'm doing a broadcast on, you know, I do broadcasts on end times. But it's from a greater angle than just what's going to happen. The judgments and all the terrible things that's going to take place. People are interested to know that. But it's teaching people how to navigate their lives in these end time moments. And there's different sections of it. Now, we got to know how to live in the end days, how to take time, our time seriously. But more than that, as we live and grow, we don't have to be in a hurry for Jesus to return. Now, it's time for him to come back. It's any moment now. Not just any day, any moment now. I might not even make it to work before he returns. It's that close. And I know this. But Jesus said, occupy till I come. I'm going to go about my daily routine till he come. But every day I get, I'm going to use it for his glory with all my might. Now, I want to live and go forward and do the things of God. I want to enjoy life. I want to enjoy the life of God. I want to know him more and more. As we go forward in the Lord, we're going to grow. Things change for the better. And the more you grow in him, the more you appreciate your time with God. We're not beggarly. And we don't have to be miserly. When you take the word inside your heart, when you receive it inside your heart. Now, the word of God makes the difference. A lot of people read the word, and they actually, sometimes people learn from it and go forward. But sometimes they judge the word. They don't think it'll work in their lives. They close the book and do whatever it was they were doing before. And sometimes people read the word according to their old methods. And they read their traditions in there. They read their beliefs in there. You can do that. If you let anything cause you not to receive the life of God's word, hear me good. If you cause anything to cause you not to receive the life of God's word, you're not going to learn from it the same way. You can't learn from it unless you receive it. That's the only way to do this. You got to receive the word of God. And you got to believe it by faith. Because everything in the kingdom of God is by faith, my friend. That means you got to receive it by faith. You believe it and then you receive it by faith. Now you can believe it and not receive it. The devils believe and tremble. But you got to make it yours. What I mean by that, when you see what Jesus said, you got to come to a decision in your heart that I'm going to do this. That's when you begin to learn God. But when you read it and approve it, you give it a stamp of approval. Yeah, that sounds good. But I'm going to do this over here. That's where you stop learning. You just gave it a phony stamp of approval. Didn't act on it. Didn't say, I'm going to do this. You did something else. That was your greater choice. That's what you chose. So, in your world, what would have happened if you had done God's perfect will don't exist. Every time I made change in my life, I took what Jesus said by faith. I took what the Word of God said by faith. And I said, I'm going to do this. One day, I talked about it before. I read what Paul wrote. You know, men ought to always pray and faint not. But he said, be anxious for nothing. And that was a strange concept the day I read it. So I said, man, I thought about it. I thought about it all day. I said, that's strange. And I read it again. I was kind of amazed at it. I had read it before, but that time it just caught my attention. I said, be anxious for nothing? For nothing? What if you hear that your mom died? Or I've been in a wreck? Be anxious for nothing? See, though, in those days, I thought it was normal to be anxious. It's not. Not in God's house. It shouldn't be normal. It's normal for those that don't know better. But if you hang around God, you're gonna be cool, calm, and collect, and you're gonna use your mind and think, and you're gonna use your heart and change the facts that exist. See, we have greater options. We're not alone. We serve God who can change the facts on the ground. Even if a person die, the Lord has been known to bring people back because people believed him for it. But if you're nervous and anxious, you can forget all that. But if you practice operating by faith and you continue to pray for your family, you can change the facts on the ground. Because our God is one that can do anything, and everybody's going to eventually be resurrected anyway. A resurrection is no problem for the Lord our God. But if you don't take time and learn who God is, you'll never know him that way. Watch this. And he will love you the same. You just won't have the greater miracles in your life. Your world will be smaller because you'll close God off in that area. Some people struggle whether they can get healed, not because they believe doctrines of devils that told them their healing went away with the apostles. There's no scripture for it. There's no evidence of scripture for it. There's no scripture that even shaped like that. There's nothing to suggest that. people have taken other scriptures out of context and lying theologians put something in motion that nobody, that people didn't, that people went along with. And people have different opinions shaped by doctrines of devils and not the Word of God. Everybody don't go read God's Word and say, I'm going to do this. Sometimes people, they say, I'm going to do this to certain parts of God's Word. And they're in obedience. And they have, they learn who God is in those areas. What if we did it in every area? And this is what I'm doing. When I find something that's true that I hadn't been walking in, and I do find things that I hadn't been walking in. I'm only 55. Yeah, but you're an apostle. Apostles don't know everything. I'm still learning. That's the beautiful thing about it. Apostles learn too. I can prove it to you. Apostles learn just like everybody else learns. We all have to learn. And whoever is anointed and speaking, you know, I learn from them. But what if it's a teacher speaking? Teachings are the last of the fivefold. It don't matter. It's Jesus. When the teacher is teaching, that's Jesus. Watch this. When the Christian is speaking on God's behalf, that's Jesus too. What if they haven't been called to the ministry? That's Jesus speaking through his people. And I shut up and listen. See, in Satan's world, whoever has the prestige, they don't regard people underneath them. That's how churches do that's given over to Satan. They don't ever listen to the, you know, they think that they're above everybody else, just like Satan. That's why they're on the bottom and not the top. That's why they're the tail and not the head. Pride. Stupid pride. Stupid. You miss out on so much being proud. Proud people don't go far in life. They keep the same kind of problems year after year. And they can't do any better. Because they look, when Jesus is speaking, somebody that they look down on, they won't listen. Now that's how they do God. The way we treat sound doctrine is the same way we treat God. But I've received key things from people that many people will look down on. I don't look down on anybody. If you got a word from the Lord, I don't have those complexes that hold things back. Now, but some people adopt those ways and their life will reflect it. And they always make shipwreck. It tear up great things. It's you got to get rid of that abomination. But when you receive God's word and you say, I'm going to do this, and you make your decisions by it, the enemy's going to come and try to get you not to make good decisions. Obstacles will happen and people will, contrary people will speak, and everybody has influence. Don't underestimate a person's influence, even the people that are wrong. But when you're endeavoring, especially when you're learning something new, you got to stick with it. When I say receive it, you have to receive it to the point that you're not going to let it go. You're not going to allow it to cease. You're going to continue to make the decisions that the scripture has promised you. I mean, you're going to do the things of the word. And you're going to receive the promises. That's the only way to receive the promises, is doing the word. So you're going to stick with it until it's finished. And your faith will become knowledge. Then you learn. Now watch this. Even after you had great success, at that point, you've done the word, you won, you went forward. You didn't go backwards. Let it be a permanent and lasting education. Don't ever go back to what you came from. And always stay enlightened by the word of God. See, once you learn something from the Lord, you can keep it. And if you keep it, you can live by it. Beautiful. And that's the way it's done. And those who do that, they always grow from glory to glory. And though they're challenged, they always win. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus is our Lord.